Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 19th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. Apple today has released iOS 13 to the public after 3 months of beta testing. The update is available for every iPhone released since the iPhone SE, and it includes a variety of new features. One of the most popular new features in iOS 13 will be the all-new system-wide dark mode. You can schedule it to come on at certain times, or manually enable it via the Settings app or via Control Center. New wallpapers are also optimized for dark mode and automatically change as you switch between light and dark. Sign-in with Apple is Apple's new privacy-focused sign-in platform that is one of the standout features of iOS 13. It allows you to easily sign in to apps and websites using your Apple ID. This means you don't have to fill out any more login forms or create any new passwords. There's also a Hide My Email option for sign-in with Apple, which means you never have to share your email address with a particular app or service. Much like dark mode, we expect developers to add support for sign-in with Apple as the rest of this year progresses. After years of Apple resisting such an option, iOS 13 also adds support for a gesture-based keyboard for the first time. The new QuickPath keyboard allows you to swipe your finger from one letter to the next in order to type a word. The QuickPath keyboard works interchangeably with the normal Tap keyboard, so there's no need to switch keyboards every time. This is notable because many third-party swipe keyboards required you to switch between the system keyboard and the swipe keyboard every time you wanted to change. Apple's implementation integrates both options into a single keyboard. The Reminders app in iOS 13 is all new, with more powerful ways to create, organize, and keep track of your reminders. Siri also now suggests reminders throughout iOS, which makes it easier to add new reminders as you see fit. There's also support for attachments, as well as a new quick toolbar, smart lists, and more. Ultimately, iOS 13 is a major update to the iPhone and iPod Touch, and these features are only the beginning. Be sure to check out our full coverage with some of the best iOS 13 features on 9to5mac.com. Next up, Apple today has also released watchOS 6 for the Apple Watch Series 3 and Series 4. A range of new watch faces are arriving with watchOS 6. These include a new solar dial, a California face, modular compact, gradient, numerals, and more. There are also new complications for things such as noise, wind, audiobooks, and more. WatchOS 6 also marks the introduction of a dedicated app store for Apple Watch apps. Users will be able to search, discover, and download apps directly from their watch, making the Apple Watch less reliant on the iPhone. Furthermore, developers will also be able to release applications that are completely independent of the iPhone. And there are also new APIs for things like streaming that developers can take advantage of. WatchOS 6 also includes new health and fitness features, including something called Trends to see how your activity compares over time, as well as things like highlights and favorites. WatchOS 6 is being released today for Apple Watch Series 3 and Series 4. It'll come to the Series 1 and Series 2 later this fall. There are other updates still to come for Apple TV, iPad, HomePod, and Mac. Apple today announced that iOS 13.1 and iPadOS 13.1 will be released on September 24th, followed by macOS Catalina later this fall. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a way since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks, with features for organizing projects by due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI. These days, the iOS app also syncs with the companion Mac app and the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5Mac daily. In other news, Apple's Vice President of Communications is departing the company next month. According to a leaked memo, Steve Dowling has informed his staff that he is leaving Apple after 16 years. Dowling served as Apple's head of corporate public relations for 10 years and was then chosen by Tim Cook to lead Apple's communications efforts in 2014. His promotion to Vice President of Communications was made official in 2015, and Dowling reported directly to CEO Tim Cook. In the leaked memo, Dowling simply says that it's time for him to step back from Apple, and that he first realized this during the latest iPhone launch cycle. Phil Schiller will manage the communications team on an interim basis starting immediately, and Apple will look for both internal and external candidates to take over Dowling's position. Dowling will stay on at Apple until next month in an effort to help the transition, and after he leaves, he says he plans to take a long stretch of time off before trying anything new. The departure of Dowling comes as Apple has faced several other executive changes so far this year. In June, it was announced that Johnny Ive is leaving Apple, while retail boss Angela Ahrendts departed in April. Rounding out today, Plex has announced that it will continue to expand its free collection of streaming films. The company has inked a new deal with Lionsgate that will make a collection of free movies available to all Plex users around the world. Plex announced a similar deal with Warner Brothers last month to make a collection of feature films available through Plex. Through these deals, Plex users will be able to access a library of ad-supported movies from Lionsgate and Warner Brothers for free via the Plex application on iOS, tvOS, and other platforms. While the Warner Brothers partnership is exclusive to the United States, the Lionsgate films will be available to Plex users everywhere. Details of these partnerships, such as film availability and release dates, are still unknown, but Plex promises that users will be able to access the films starting later this year. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a re-review of the Apple Watch Series 3, which is now available directly from Apple for $199. We also have a gallery of gorgeous sample images taken with the iPhone 11 Pro from travel photographer Austin Mann. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.